I want to go to the word of the Lord today. The Romans, the book of Romans this morning. Amen. I love when the Lord speaks and you just can't get rid of it. Hallelujah. It just keeps flowing. It just keeps churning. Amen. Inside the soul. Amen. Romans, the first chapter, verse 20. Where we want to read today. It's one verse of scripture. The word of the Lord says, for the invisible things of him, speaking of God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Man, you could see invisible things clearly. Amen. When you got God as your God. Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Think about it. Invisible things, clearly seen, understood by the things that are made. The evidence of God all around us is apparent, that we don't have any excuse. Amen. I'm thankful for the power, the impact of the Almighty God that I serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you place your Bible down for just a moment? Amen. And I want you to approach that creator this morning. Lord, I love and I praise you and I worship you, Lord, for the drive and the fire that you put inside the soul today. God, just to present, God, yourself to us. God, in the way you do, Lord, in everything we look at and find, God, we find your power and the glory of your spirit. Thank you today, God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, and thank you, Lord, amen, for your spirit. We give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. That great invisible God is apparent. He makes himself known. He makes himself knowable, touchable. Amen. And not only that, amen, he puts himself in such a beautiful way that I could boldly approach him today. Are you thankful that the veil had been rent from top to bottom? Amen. Hallelujah. I could go to the Holy of Holies. Amen. All because of what he's done. Today we're going to talk about the power and the impact of the Almighty God. Amen. It's burning in me. Sometimes I don't understand why. Amen. When the Lord speaks to me. Amen. Sometimes God, you know, we want something complex. Many times we want something just to, amen, just blow our minds. But I want to tell you, just the simplicity of God ought to blow your mind. Amen. You know, and that's the reason why so many people in this hour cannot comprehend God, because, amen, they cannot fathom the simplicity of God. Amen. Where faith believes God for who he is. Faith don't have to have all the material listing on the side. Amen. They just know that God exists and God is. Are you thankful that one day you found out who God really is? Amen. He's more than a story. Amen. He's more than just a fairy tale. But he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. But the magnitude, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Amen. I love it because even the pattern on a leaf begins to show that there's a God in control. The magnitude of God, the extent of his immensity, amen, is there. Not just in size. Most people, when they think about the power of God, they think about the size of God. But I'm thankful also for the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That my God is more than just a big God. My God is all powerful as well. Amen. There's a lot of people that have a lot of big things. Brother Groves preached about it last week. But I'm glad that my God is God enough to get to the small point of my life. Amen. That the small things, amen, in my relationship, amen, really matter to God. God, amen, sees and knows all things. In fact, amen, the Psalm 19 in verse 1, the Bible says this. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Amen. When I look at the heavens, they declare the glory of God. I'm thankful I have somebody that's bigger than me. I have somebody with more power than me. I have somebody with greater wisdom than me. And I have somebody that cares about me. Are you thankful for that today? Amen. The heavens declare the glory of God. God created the universe. Now, several years ago, I had the privilege of sitting in on a forum. There was a guy that made the ark. His name is Ken Ham. He's what we call a creationist. How many of you are creationists? You believe that there's a mighty creator that created this world. Are you thankful for that? But this man advocates, and he's the one that will help many times in colleges and universities where you have these professors that begin to get up and say, the earth is a billions and billions of years old. And, oh, all this is billions and millions and billions. How do they know they weren't there? But I know who was there. Hallelujah. And I was in this forum, and we were visiting and learning. And how wonderful it was to find that even all the different things that we see, and you can look and you can brag about how big things are, but the delicacy of all the universe, all the little things that we often miss, but talking about the grandeur of it. Amen. You could take a small thing in this great big universe, and it's going to point to the Almighty God. The same thing, even a portion, even a little bitty mustard seed, the Bible says. It may be small, but when you have faith as a size of a grain of mustard seed, amen, that mustard seed is powerful. That mustard seed is just a little bitty thing, but when it's planted and properly put in the right place, it produces. I want to tell you, when faith is properly put in the right place and applied right, amen, faith has an ability to make such a profoundness and an impact on lives. Are you thankful for the power of the Lord God Almighty today? Amen. Somebody in this place, you ought to be thankful that you have a God that still answers and sees, that he says, by your faith be thou made whole. Last week, my mother testified, a week before last. My mother, she moved here because of a heart situation. When my dad died in Chattanooga, Tennessee, when my dad had a heart attack and fell over dead inside of a clinic, my mother started having heart problems. And when we had my dad's funeral, my mother was in the hospital in Jackson, Mississippi, with a heart condition. She moved here. I moved her here because of heart conditions. And all through the last 20-something years, it's been a problem. We moved her here, and Dr. Percozzi became her cardiologist. And just a week or 2 weeks ago, on her visit to Dr. Percozzi, the doctor said, you don't have to come here anymore. There's nothing wrong with your heart. I mean, there has been something wrong with her heart for over 20-something years, and the doctor to declare, there's nothing wrong. He meant just to prove something. A day or two later, she went to Dr. Garcia. Dr. Garcia is her arthritis doctor. And Dr. Garcia, he looks at her and said, you don't have to be here anymore. Two doctors in just a few days to tell somebody, amen, you don't have to come here no more. I'm thankful that my God is still God enough to take care of the problem. Is he God enough in your life to eradicate your mountain by your measure of faith? Your faith may be small today, but my God's great. Oh, it don't equate a Goliath versus a little stone from a sling of just a lad of a boy. Oh, it don't equate in the minds and the concepts and the perplexity of somebody's thinking. Amen. But oh, I'm thankful that when God is in your plan and you're in the plan of God, amen, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond what you ask or even think. That's the God that I serve today. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. Amen. To tell you today that there's been people in all kinds of situations. There was a brother-in-law to a man that we use the word rooked him out, cheated him out of a lot of things. And that brother-in-law was cruel and done some horrible things. You see, these two sisters inherited a lot of property, and the brother-in-law somehow or another got in, and out of greed, he did a horrible thing. But the problem was, the brother-in-law and one of the sisters did not live for God. They had backslid. They had ran away from God. They were living in rebellion. And he probably did it while puffing his big old cigar. But the other couple, they from the very beginning lived for God. They kept the things of God in their life. They tithed. They were faithful to the house of God. And the next thing you know it, everything was dissolved to where all their inheritance was gone. And it was an upsetting situation. And this couple began to say, I can't believe it. They were hurt. Have you been hurt by somebody you love? They were hurt and perplexed. But there was somebody in the church that felt called. Call Fred and Joanne. They called Fred and when Fred answered the phone, he said, Brother Fred, the Lord just spoke to me to call you and tell you that he has you and your situation in his hand. Now, this brother didn't know anything was going on. They just found out that everything had been wiped away and they were hurting. So he said, you just wait. And of course, in 2 months, the Lord said, God will turn the tables. Well, you know what happened in 2 months? God turned the tables. And the one that felt they had it, the foolish man with greed, all he could see is, whoa, look what I got now. But he did not fail. He failed. He did not read in that whole will that if anything happens, everything goes to the other partner or sibling. Well, even though he had manipulated it and stolen everything had done, 2 months later to the day of that phone call, that wicked backslider who did all that. He and his wife were on a little trip in Mexico, living it up, they thought. But while they were in Mexico, there was a train that was going full speed. And while they were on a tour bus, that bus and that train hit. And immediately, nobody wants to see a loved one die. Immediately, they were ushered into eternity. Man. So every penny that they had put inside of this big account, now, even their portion, even the portion that belonged to them, now was directed to this brother. And he and his wife said, you know, honey, if God gives us this, we're going to give half of it to a missionary. And he said, the other half, we're going to divide it in half. And we're going to give it, amen, to that little small church that is out there that just started. And he said, the other half, we're just going to put in retirement. I want you to know that when it belongs to God, God has a way of working. Amen. I want to tell somebody today in the Holy Ghost, you may have been done wrong in life, but God is a God that sees further than you can see. And God still has, somebody needs to hang on. God holds the table. And God knows how to turn the table, friend. Amen. To your favor, when you live for God and you bless God, nobody wants to see hurt and injury in somebody's life. But I come to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, the mighty God is still the mighty God. Amen. He's the everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace. You ought to be thankful today that God is still in control when things feel out of control. The magnitude of God. God created the universe. Isaiah said, "This saith the Lord that created the heavens and the earth and formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He hath created it not in vain." This is not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. He says, "I am the Lord, and there is none else." I'm glad today that there's none else. There's people that live like there's something else. Amen. There's none else but the Almighty God. When are we going to get to the place that we recognize, amen, there is none else to live for but the Almighty God? There are people that are living for else, but I'm glad I found that one true God. Hallelujah. I want God to be my God. Hallelujah. Look what the serpent came to Eve and said, but there's another plan. God's hiding it, so to speak. And deception came because of the enemy of the soul of mankind said, God's hiding something from you and your husband. Amen. I want to tell you, if God is hiding something from you and your spouse, amen, it's his mighty plan and he's ready to unveil. Amen. God has blessings for those that seek him. Amen. Acts 17, chapter verses 24, 25, and 28. It speaks of God making the world and all things, and he giveth life and breath to it. He is the initiator. He's the generator of all things. He's the one that made it. But not only that, but he is the one that created it, and he will sustain it. Think with me, the power of a creator. John said, book of John, all things were made by him, and without him wasn't anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. People couldn't figure it out, and they still can't figure it out. But I'm glad that God sees the whole picture, and God is still the creator and the power of his word. Amen. Hebrews 11 and verse 3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that they are made of things which are not seen. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful in things that appear. Amen. They're made by the word of God. We can't comprehend how it's made, but obviously there's a dynamic of authority and glory that God has in just his word. I love it when God speaks. I love it when God speaks. Today, God wants to speak to somebody in this place. That he's still God. He hasn't changed a bit. I don't know which one of you right now are in the battle where you're wondering, God, what's happening in my life? Well, why is this happening? What's going on? And you may be a little bit frustrated and aggravated, and there may be a burden in your saddle right now. But hang on, God is still in control, and God still has the power today to help your soul and to make a difference in your life. Amen. I want to tell somebody, hang on, God is not done yet. God is in control in your life. Amen. You see, creation is a work that only God has the power and wisdom to accomplish. Think with me. It is God that made the universe, preserves it, sustains it, rules over it. Colossians says this, all things were created by him that are in heaven and the earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. For him. Through him. Amen. God has a great power and intent today. Amen. God has a purpose today. I don't know who in this place that God is trying to get over to, but there's somebody right now that in the midst of your storm, God just wants to let you know, hey, I'm in control. I am in charge. I know, quit letting this battle eat you up. Quit letting these things begin to get inside of you. Oh, I know what it's like, the things that start hurting you in the pit of your stomach, and you start feeling, you're concerned, you wring your hands, what am I going to do? Amen. Instead of saying, I got a big battle right now. You need to say, God, I got a battle. You got a battle right now. You got a storm, mighty God. I'm going to trust you with this storm. Amen. You're the one that created it. You're the one that knows where I'm at. And so you're in control. It's yours. But many times we want to face a giant. We want to face the storm. We want to get in and we think we got to knuckle it. We got to get in there and begin to do our part. But you know, sometimes it's better just to let God be God. To let God handle your situation. Amen. In fact, Job, I love the book of Job, in 38th chapter, where he says, where was you when I created the foundations of the earth? When I laid the measurements of it? Where were you when I fashioned it and laid the cornerstone of the world? Where were you at? I tell you. Amen. I'm thankful today that God did it. God didn't have to have assistance. He didn't have to have a team to say, okay, move the cornerstone of the earth over here. Oh, a little bit more over here. No. God just spoke it and it became. Amen. He was God before you created. Psalm 90 and 2, before the mountains were brought forth, ever thou hast been formed, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Hey, if God is everlasting and has been the creator and has kept this world, how much more does he want to keep you and help you through your situation today? What a mighty God we serve. I'm thankful today. I want somebody to open their heart and get what God has for you today. God is still in control. Amen. You see, we talked about how great and powerful the magnitude of God, but the mindfulness of God is amazing. Amen. Magnitude of God. Magnificent intensity of God is beautiful. Brother Gross so beautifully brought about the little things, but the mindfulness of God. Psalm 8, it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. You're thankful that the name of the Lord is still excellent. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens, beyond what you can see and know and fathom. He said, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Then he says, Psalmist said, when I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained, what is man? Who is man when I consider myself with all creation and the complexity of creation? Who am I? The psalmist said, where do I get in this plan? What is man? And he said that thou art mindful of him. I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost right now, God is mindful of your life. God is mindful of the circumstances that you're going through, saint. Amen. Right now, amen. Why don't you just hand God the reins and say, God, amen, would you do your work that only you can do? Would you help me right now? Amen. Oh, in the midst of this, amen, somebody needs to lift that hand right now. Amen. Why wait? Amen. And go ahead and say, God, would you take the control? Amen. Take it, Lord. Take the reins of my circumstance. God, take the reins of my heart. Take the reins of this situation, oh God. Amen. Go ahead and give it to the Lord in this place. He is mindful of you. Hallelujah. You know what Psalm 8, when he talks about God, how excellent, created all the complexity and the magnitude of the earth, but he's mindful of man. It shows the Lord's glory. How God made man, the Bible says, a little lower than the angels. But we're made over and put inside of a world that God has put us in, a handcrafted situation. By his hand, he puts mankind in a certain... In fact, you were handcrafted. Man was made by the hand of God, and God is mindful of his masterpiece, humanity. And he puts you in a world. Amen. And he has put you here for a purpose. You find the Lord's glory in Psalm 8 and the Lord's mindfulness. But he gave man a little dignity. You know what the dignity of humanity is? When we talk about dignity, a lot of times we're thinking somebody dignified, somebody big. No, the dignity that God put us over all the things of this world. We have dominion to be good stewards and managers of the things around us. God put some dignity in our life, in the calling of our life. Instead of letting things begin to take us and let the world begin to rule us, we need to control even the things around us by letting God be God. The dignity that man has is that he has God behind him. God has your back. That's the greatest thing I ever know. That my God is mindful of me. Amen. I love Acts the 17th chapter. God that made the world and all things that dwelleth in, seeing that he's the Lord of heaven and the earth, he dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worship with men's hands. You know what man makes? Will never really. You can make things that look like God, appear like God. Amen. I don't care if it's AI. I don't care if it's computer-generated things. Amen. Nothing will equate to the Almighty God, the omniscience of God. Amen. Oh, computers may be smart. Amen. But I want to tell you, I have a God before ever a computer was ever made that was God. Amen. And he knows what's going on. You think a cell phone is fast. My brother lives in the country of Croatia. And he FaceTimes my mother. And immediately they're able to visit. She's able to see her grandbabies. In a matter of seconds. While it's morning time for us, they're going to bed over there. But they're able to immediately to see. They're able to talk back and forth. She's able to see when they have a birthday. And to see the birthday cake. And my brother will... He'll cook and he'll show, Mom, this is what we're cooking. This is the scenery from my porch. And he'll show all this. Man, it's instant. Well, man feels he's really come a long ways, hasn't he? But I want to tell you, my God has been instant all the way. Amen. My God is powerful to reach. Amen. There's no, distance is nothing to God, Sister Beth. God is able to reach right now. God has got enough to transverse, amen, the situation, amen, and go from here to there. Amen. In fact, he is there. Somebody say he's there. Amen. He's there right now to that lost loved one. He's there right now in that place. He's right there, amen, in that circumstance. But he's also here. He's got enough to be there, and he's got enough to be here. What a mighty God we serve today. Are you thankful that God is God? He hasn't changed. Hallelujah. Something beautiful about when you begin to see, amen, the grace and the power of God. The summary of this is the power and the impact of God. He can make something out of nothing. Have you ever thought about that? God didn't need ingredients. When I make the gumbo and the jambalaya this week, I need ingredients. I'll need rice. I'll need sausage. I'll need chicken. I'll need a little onions and a little garlic and all these different things and a little putting it together. But I'm glad that my God didn't have to have a grocery list. My God didn't have to have a grocery supply. But my God just spoke it and he made something out of nothing. I want to tell you today, if he could suspend this world, the Bible says, on nothing. He could hang it on nothing. Amen. Oh, when you hang your clothes in the closet, it better be on something or they'll fall to the floor. When God hung the moon and it put the stars there, he didn't have to have anything to hang it on. It wasn't a curtain rod. Amen. It wasn't something in there. It wasn't a closet rod. My God hung it on nothing. My God is able to take nothing and make something out of it. That's the mighty God we serve. Nothing out of something. The power and the impact of God. That he can suspend it on nothing. Not only that, but he sustains the world. He's taking care of it. He maintains. He's consistent. The next thing is beautiful about God. He communicates. I'm glad that this God is God enough to communicate to us. The power and the impact of God speaking today. That he would speak to you. While he's speaking to you, he's got enough to speak to somebody else. He's got enough to answer your prayer. And while you're praying and somebody on the other side of the church is praying or somebody on the other side of the world is praying. Somebody's lifting their hands right now in that nursing home saying, God, help. My God is God enough to answer all at the same time. We can't fathom it, but that's the God I serve. If he can take and make something out of nothing, he's God enough to answer and communicate. I love it when God speaks. More than just communicating. The other morning, it was early, when it was still dry and everything was brown, we started having some lightning, some thunder. And I looked out in that old dark morning. Next thing I know it, I heard something rumbling way in the distance. And I started to see just a little bit of flash. And I started saying, yes, God, speak on. Amen. But I'm glad that God does more than speak in the thunder. Amen. My God still has a small, still voice that he speaks. Amen. God wants you to know that small, still voice. Amen. Some people want the thunder of God. They want the grandeur of God. But God wants to speak to you and communicate to you in that small, still voice. The Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. God is trying to speak. He's trying to communicate. But more than communication, when we first moved in this building, I can remember sitting in that office one day, and all of a sudden sirens started happening. It wasn't the sirens like a fire truck going down the road. It wasn't a siren of a police unit or an ambulance. All of a sudden, these sirens, like a tornado, was headed this way. Started wailing, and I opened the door, and I went outside, pacing, looking in the sky. What's going on? Went in a storm cloud. Well, maybe we're being bombed. Or maybe there's a drastic leak in the city. And I forgot who I called. And I said, what's happening? Oh, they said, oh, today's the first Wednesday of the month, and they test all their alarm systems. There's a way that they communicate. Sirens right up here. And, I mean, it scared me. I mean, it rocked me. But I want to tell you, God does more than communicate that way. God also communes. Has God ever communed with you? There's a difference between somebody speaking to you, communicating, and when somebody communes. When somebody gets heart to heart with you, there's something about it. When somebody slips their arms around you, when you're hurting, they don't have to say very much. Amen. They don't have to go through great details. Amen. But even just their expression, just their arms around you, just their presence means everything. I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, God wants to commune. God wants to wrap his arms around you that you can feel and know his presence this morning. Amen. That you can feel the glory, the grandeur, that he is still God and he loves you and he cares for you. I want you to know the power of God when he communes with people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The other night, many times, I wake up with a song, something just going through my mind. And it's amazing. God gives a song, but I love it when the presence of the Lord is there close. There's times that God, out of the clear blue, without me even knowing it, without me even anticipating it, intending it, all of a sudden I feel the holy power of the Lord. Yes, God's presence is revealed to me. Amen. Hallelujah. How many's ever been in that place where the Holy Ghost was so strong? Amen. You weren't in a church service. Amen. Brother Jeff, you could be in an old tractor somewhere, and the Spirit of the Almighty God just wants to commune with you. Amen. You could be sitting in that recliner, amen, or laying in that bed or working on that job. Amen. The Spirit of God begins to I'm going to tell you, the most valuable commodity is to know that the Creator, amen, will commune with your soul, that God will begin to minister to you. Amen. Oh, are you thankful for the grace and the power of the mighty God that he says, time time out. I want a little time with you. I want to love you. I want to put my arms around you. I want to prove to you that I'm God by letting you know my presence. Hallelujah. The power, the impact of God Almighty. Amen. Having God's presence, feeling that the God of heaven is here. To having God speak, to know that God, amen, is going to take care of things, to know that God is in control. But there's a power impact also when somebody doesn't have God. You know, ignorance is one thing when somebody don't know God. Ignorance is one thing, but ignoring God is another. That's right, it's rebellion, ignoring God. I wonder how many times we're tuned to other channels of life. We're so busy that we ignore God. That God is trying to reveal himself, this great creator who puts everything in front of us to prove the invisible things are clearly made, that we can know him. But we are involved in so many different things that God tries so delicately to commune, to communicate, to prove, to help you, to bless you. But you put God off. I'm too busy right now. You know, I'm too hungry to pray. I got things to do right now. I got to go meet somebody that I can't bow before him and just say yes. When we ignore God, amen. Oh, what a tragedy. Because after a while, the Lord says, I see what you're doing. I've tried. I've done my best to communicate. I've done my best to reach to you, but you're too busy. You're too occupied that you ignore him. Can you imagine not having God in your life? I've watched people that were raised that knew the power of the Holy Ghost. There was a man that was a very intelligent man that was raised under a powerful pastor. He was an engineer, a nuclear engineer. And this man had a very short fuse, temper. And this man would shake all over when he got mad, turn red. His face would get flush with madness. And there come a time and a place in his life. He was okay as long as he came to God and gave it to God. But there come a time and a place that everybody was wrong in his eyes. He couldn't get along. Everybody was wrong. Everybody couldn't do it right. Pretty soon, his intolerance and impatience with people got the best of him. This man at one time taught me in a Sunday school class, and God used him to help reveal some things to me. But I can remember, amen, thinking, where is he at? So, through searching in time, I decided to call him one day just to thank him. And I explained, hey, this is Brent. I want to thank you for those Sunday school classes. You put a lot in me. And he said, well, thank you, but I'm not interested today in hearing it. And I can remember him hanging the phone up. Me thinking, God, what? Why? Why wouldn't somebody want somebody to say thank you? A pastor in a church because of what the foundation stones that you put inside me. Later on, I found Brother Larry Booker shared with me. He said, Brother Crosswhite, he said, I tried to talk to him. I tried my best. But the man got so grieved and so bitter that he got in his shell where everybody was wrong except for him. I want to tell you today, it's crazy. Amen. But there is a time where somebody could get to that place where they keep ignoring God. They just keep on. You can become right in your own eyes and God become wrong. I'm thankful today, friend, for the mercies of a living God. Amen. A God that is still merciful to forgive me of my sin. Amen. To get a hold of me, friend. I don't know about you. Amen. I need God in my life. I need the blessings of God. I need the authority of God. Don't let something come and bitter you. Hey, the God of heaven wants a relationship with you, friend. Wants to commune with the power, the impact of somebody that's just too stubborn. The Bible says stubbornness is as iniquity, rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. It doesn't take somebody long to get blinded in their deception. When you start ignoring God. I'm thankful that God made something out of nothing. I mean, the universe. Not only that, but he took our lives, our nothing, and made something out of it. I'm telling you the power of God. But there are some people who think they're something. Who think they're really somebody. Have you ever seen somebody get high and lofty? Who thinks they're really something? And I watch God reduce them down to nothing. Strong men that had strength, that had the ability to help people, to love people. But they got to the place in their eyes that became the man. They became the one. Everybody needs me. Look how great I am. And I want to tell you, it don't take long for God to reduce them down to nothing. If God could take mountains by just a little bit of faith and said that mountain can disappear. You look at the cities that, oh, they got so big and so great. Oh, kingdoms and dynasties that throughout the Word of God and the history of the Word of God that begin to build up with great magnitude. Amen. Even Babel that says, we're going to be like God. It only took one little bit of God to take their something and make nothing out of it. The same God that would take nothing and make something could take your something and make nothing out of it. What good is it? The rich man and went to hell. The man that had everything, who had things, and he thought he was something. He still had that something feeling, even in hell, when he looked up and said, can you send Lazarus? Can you send that beggar to be my servant here? He still was messed up in his thinking. I want to thank the Lord today that, amen, that you and I could come to that place to realize we need God. I mean, God don't need me at all. Amen. God made the world. God made everything and put everything there. But God has given you and I an opportunity. Amen. Oh, God don't need us, but amen. I need God. You need God today. Somebody ought to lift their hands and say, God, I really need you. I really need your power. I really need your presence. I really need the magnitude of your mercy and your grace in my life. I really need, Lord, everything that you have, Lord. I need you in my soul. Hallelujah. The scripture said the nations are as a drop in the bucket. Big, strong nations, United States of America, God has blessed. God has kept. God has founded this nation to become the most wealthiest, the strongest people of intellect, people with freedom. But we forgot where that freedom came from because somebody came to America with a desire, even to worship God and to have freedom in their worship. But God is pushed out of the scene. God is ignored, and the back of America has been turned. Amen. Oh, friend, you look at all the sin that is happening right now. You look at all the problems and wicked and evilness that has happened in our world. Believe me, you can't get by with ignoring God. You may think you're in control, but I'm glad today to know that my God hears the prayer of a little saint of God that says, God, I am nothing. In your sight, I am a nobody. But I'm thankful for the grace that you can able to pick me up and make me, Lord, what you want me to be. I'm something in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Look what the scripture says about those that prophesy. Those that did great deeds, that cast out devils in the name of the Lord. That's why I don't see where all these churches that begin to promote these people that come and have a word, but don't have a relationship with God. I want to tell you today, there's people that will give these people thousands of dollars to make them like they're somebody, some hero. Because they're you. I wonder if the fortune tellers down the road are used by the same spirits of these infidels that are going behind pulpits and get behind microphones and trying to prophesy to people. If you don't live for God and if you don't have a love for God, what good is your prophecy? What good is your tongue? What good is your demonstration? I want to tell somebody, God still loves somebody that will love him with all their heart, all their soul, and all their might. The King of Kings. Ishadoramaya. The King of Kings, the Lord of heaven, earth, and sea. Amen. Cares about your love. No. I'm going to give you the greatest attribute that I find of God. To me, the greatest attribute, characteristics of God, is not just his power, not just his omnipotence, not just his omniscience, knowing everything. For the Atkins, all these things are great. The muscles of God, the power of God, the authority of God, the wisdom of God, the wonders of God, the mystery of God is great. But the greatest thing that I found is the love of God. That he would love me. That he would care for me. That his love would take a nothing and make something out of that nothing. Amen. Today the Creator wants to love somebody in this room. Amen. It's been a while since you felt the love of the Almighty God. Amen. But the love of the Lord is wanting to flow today in a heart. Somebody whose heart has been calloused and dead. God is wanting to touch and revive it and get it beaten again. Amen. The Spirit of the living God is coming to this room right now. Amen. To help somebody to know, amen, that he's still in control. But also that he loves you and cares for your life. Amen. Come on, he's the one that would make the mountains disappear, but he's also the God that would bridge the gap and love you and let you know the greatest attribute of the mighty God is his loving kindness and tender mercies that still flow. Amen. Would you stand right now? My. Hallelujah. Would you bow your head? We live in a generation that forgot about bowing their head before God. Amen. Somebody needs to bow their heart before the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak to somebody's heart right now. The disciples needed to pay their taxes. The Lord said, go fish. They owed something. They didn't have the money to pay it. The Lord said, go fish. And they cast out a hook in the ocean. The ocean had many fish, but that one little line and that one little hook was cast out. And when they got a bite on the other end, they set the hook. They reeled the hook in with the fish on it. And in the mouth of the fish was the coin that took care of their need. I want to tell you, if a God could put the hook in the right place, amen, the fish in the right place, and the coin in the right place. Amen. The God of heaven, amen, knows how right now to do, amen, in the right way, what you've been needing him to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, bow your heart before the Lord. Amen. Somebody lift your hands. Amen. Would you let the Holy Ghost love you? Amen. I'm telling you, somebody needs to let the Holy Ghost love you. Don't give God the cold shoulder. Amen. Come on, wake up. Shake yourself and say, God, I got to have what you have for me. I got to have that love. I got to have your mercy. I got to have your authority. I got to have you, Jesus. I've got to have you. I need you today. Hallelujah. I come, I got my mama by the hand. I want to show you something. Mama, you believe God is able to take and heal that heart? You believe that God was able to take that care of that arthritis? You see God heal daddy of cancer? You see God open people, heal them before? You was there with Brother Joe Duke when he preached and you watched God heal. Brother Verbal Bean, you watched God heal my little brother, Brother Burton Ashworth, right? Even heal my brother of asthma. I was there. I remember that. Mama, you remember that? And when you came here, you prayed, God touched my heart. You believed God to do it, didn't you? But many times, I guarantee you, she didn't think he would do it. She believed he could. But somebody right now, God wants to prove that not only he could, but he will do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Mom, would you sit on this altar? Amen. The Holy God of heaven is this place in this house today. Amen. Hallelujah. If God could do it to a 78-year-old, if this would be 78-year-old, amen, that's had a history of it, I'm telling you, amen, God could, but God wants to. God can, and he's able, but he wants to today. But will you let God, will you give would you let God today? Oh, Ricky, hallelujah, 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 I'm telling you, mountain moving, miracle working God is in this place. A God of love and kindness, power and might. Hallelujah. If he can control the nations, how much more can he help you right now? In the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to say, God, here am I. You need to get out of your chair. Amen. You need to come to this altar today. If you've got sin in your life, amen, things that are separating you and God, you need to put it in the hands of God. Amen. Hear me today. Amen. There's something in your life, amen, that you've been toying with other than God. Hey, hear me. You need to get it written in God's hand. Hallelujah. God wants to melt away some things today. Holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. Saint, would you lift your hands? Come on, saint of God, lift your hands. Lift your heart to God. Hallelujah. You got bitterness in your heart. Hallelujah. Come on, it's not worth hanging on to bitterness. It's not worth letting it begin to bother you and bug you. Amen. If you got bitterness in your life, amen, things that are holding you back, give it to God. Come on, admit it. Submit it to God. a God that wants to love, a God that wants to prove, a God that wants to show, amen, his loving kindness and his tender mercies. You've been too busy to answer, too busy to talk and walk with him. He's here today to visit with you because of love. You got an appointment with the King. God has made an appointment and a service today for hearts and souls of his people. Come on, he just wants to put his arms around you, love you. He wants to love your soul and draw you to him. He wants you to feel his heartbeat. He wants you to feel his care, his loving kindness, his beauty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy is the Lord. Come on, would you just love the Lord back? Hallelujah. Come on, let the Master lead you. Let the Master lead you. Hallelujah. His goodness is here today. His grace is here. Hallelujah. So good about God and his greatness. More than the immensity of God, the grander magnificence of God. God just wants to be great in your heart. That's the reason why he made everything and set everything in motion, sustained everything for such a time right now that he could be great in your life. Hallelujah. He's come to put greatness in your relationship.
Great Jesus, great Jesus, greater than I ever hoped or dreamed you'd be, you've been to me. Great Jesus, great Jesus, thank you for being great and for doing great things. Great Jesus, great.
Hallelujah. Let him.
Jesus, greater than I ever hoped or dreamed you'd be, you've been to me.
Let him, come on, let the Lord right now, friend, let God.
Jesus, thank you for being great and for doing great things. Great Jesus, great.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, greater than I ever hoped or dreamed you'd be, you've been to me. Great Jesus, great Jesus, thank you for being great and for doing great things. Great Jesus, great greater than I ever hoped or dreamed you'd be, you've been to me. Great Jesus, great Jesus, thank you for being great and for doing great things. All I want to do is love you. Worship you. All
Let's lift our hands in this place this morning. Amen. Lift your hands to the Lord. Love Him. Would you love the Lord back for what He's done for you? Sing it again, Sister Crossway. All I want to do is love Him.
All I want to do is love You.
All I want to do is worship You. All I want to do is stay here
right at Your feet. As I lift my hands to heaven, let Your fire fall down on me. Rekindle the flame within me, Lord. Once again, all I want to do is love You.
God bless you. You may be seated before we dismiss. I feel Lord, love the Lord to do something. Hallelujah. The greatness of God. More than just bigness of God, magnitude of God, the quality of His greatness. Amen.
Pastor asked me to testify about the greatness of God this morning. Brother C was telling me one of his just dreams and one of the things that he kind of wanted to do. And I was busy and I'm like passed over it and I was wrong and I apologized. Then I began to read in the Bible where Paul said that we praise the Lord by the words of our mouth, that our thank you, Lord, for, and that's praise to the Lord. And then the next thing he said was communicate. And it just struck me, sometimes I get so busy that I forget God wants to communicate with me. And I get so busy that I don't communicate with God, really communicate. You know, I say things. I can tell you a lot of things and really not tell you anything. The Lord was pleased with communication. And I am overwhelmed that the God that made the whole universe would want to communicate with me. To me, that's a great God.
Hallelujah. Somebody else wants to talk about the greatness of God. We don't want to go into a lengthy discourse, but somebody just want to testify. Give evidence of the greatness of God in your life. Amen. You want to give back and share it. Amen. With God's Sister Tamara. Greatness of God. Henry?
Yeah. Right.
Beautiful. Brother Coon.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. In spite of us, He still loves us. Isn't that good? Amen. Anybody else? Kara?
Thank you.
Praise God. Allison.
So good.
Amen. Would you lift your hands and thank the Lord for His greatness? Thank you, Jesus. We love and thank you today, Jesus, for your greatness and your power. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Amen. In control, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, and we pray that God would bless you today, your day. Amen. I appreciate God's church. Amen. Invite somebody, talk to somebody, believe when God uses you. but believe that God will use you. Not that he can, but he will. Amen. Let God use your life. Be an instrument. Amen. Call somebody, text them, let them know what God is doing in your life. God bless you today, our service this evening. Amen. Come back and let's have time of prayer. We look forward to what God's going to do. Have a great day today. Have a great meal in just a little bit. Amen. Let's go to heaven how? And let's grow to heaven how? You're dismissed in Jesus' name.